Chapter 1. Aren't we better off without religion? Most college freshmen try to blend in. I stuck out. My English major classmates were preternaturally cool. Some modelled, others starred in films. I did neither. But it wasn't just my lack of time in front of a camera that set me apart. I showed up to college with a 3-inch wooden cross around my neck. One guy assumed I was being ironic, and we struck up an unlikely friendship. He was into drugs. I was into Jesus. We both loved books. I could have increased my credibility to no end by confessing that I was quietly falling in love with a succession of girls, but I didn't. I was still hoping it was a phase I would grow out of. So for the time being, I was just one of a handful of Bible-clinging oddities among my mystified, secularized, and occasionally scandalized peers. The Christian student group at Cambridge was larger and more active than people imagined. We knocked on dorm room doors to deliver gospel booklets and discuss Jesus. But most casual observers of the Cambridge scene at the turn of the millennium would have bet that these groups would subside. Full-bodied Christian belief was simply no longer viable in a world-class university. New Atheist Narratives. Since then, New Atheists have spun a credibility-killing web around faith. In 2004, Sam Harris published The End of Faith, Religion's Terror and the Future of Reason, followed in 2006 by Letter to a Christian Nation. That same year, Richard Dawkins released The God Delusion, which remained on the New York Times bestseller list for 51 weeks. In 2008, the late Christopher Hitchens launched his tour de force of New Atheist Persuasion, God is Not Great, How Religion Poisons Everything. These rhetorically gifted men preached that Christianity was neither plausible nor desirable. Dawkins ridiculed a faith disproved by science. Hitchens sought to puncture the sagging balloon of public opinion that imagined Christianity was a force for good. Invigorated by these triumphs, atheists have boldly claimed the moral and intellectual high ground, even when that has meant trespassing. In a popular 2011 TED Talk, Atheism 2.0, School of Life founder Alain de Botton advocated a new kind of atheism that could retain the goods of religion without the downside of belief. He salivated over the Black American preaching tradition and the enthusiastic response of congregants, "Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Christ, thank you, Savior." Rather than abandoning rapture, de Botton suggested secular audiences respond to atheist preaching by lauding their heroes. "Thank you, Plato. Thank you, Shakespeare. Thank you, Jane Austen." One wonders how Shakespeare, whose world was fundamentally shaped by Christianity, would have felt about being cast as an atheist icon. But when it comes to Jane Austen, the answer is clear. A woman of deep, explicit, and abiding faith in Jesus, she would be utterly appalled. Likewise, at the 2016 Reason Rally, designed to mobilize atheists, agnostics, and nuns, multiple speakers invoked Martin Luther King's March on Washington, as if a rally that despised Christianity would have pleased one of the most powerful Christian preachers in American history.